I'm farming and I grow it. I'm farming and I grow it.
Down to our final segment, talking urban orcharding. And Farmer Greg, we talked about three ways to kill your trees.
Then we talked about how to plant them properly.
And now we've got three keys for success.
Yes. Remember I said earlier that you can go into most nurseries in every big box store and they will sell you a fruit tree that will never make fruit? You have to be responsible for making sure that you know which tree is going to do well here. So there's three things you need to know. Do you think I think in threes sometimes? There's three things you need to know. First of all, there's chill hours. I was at recently, and they had a peach tree that required 600 hours of chill. We get about 350 hours of chill in the Phoenix metropolitan area in the low desert.
That wouldn't even grow in Tucson. You'd have to get that almost up to...
We're talking northern Arizona.
Like Prescott.
Yeah, exactly.
Dewey might not even have enough.
The thing is, it was in a Phoenix store, right? And, you know, I've approached the stores before and it's
Since everyone from Dewey comes to Phoenix to buy their fruit trees.
Exactly. Exactly. And people just don't know. In fact, I was in another big box store a couple of years ago. And, you know, there's about, I don't know, probably 500 different varieties of peaches. In this store, the tag on the tree said peach. That's all it said. So you have to, you really have to educate yourself. Number one thing is chill hours. We get about 350 hours in the low desert. A chill hour is anything under 39 degrees. Is that what you're going to ask me?
No. We've always positioned it every time we've talked about this. You've got to get something with the right chill hours.
Right.
What about in reverse? Let's take that something like an Anna apple.
Mm-hmm.
What is that, like 250 chill hours?
Yeah, and put it in 900 hours of chill?
Yeah, could you plant that in Flagstaff and be successful?
Probably not. Here's why. The low chill trees bud out earlier.
It would be too cold still.
It would be too cold because the low chill trees are going to be getting buds on them in February, March. And we're still getting
freeze. Still be getting snow.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. So you have to make sure that the amount of chill hours that you get match the tree that you're getting. Number one important.
And then you are going to what a chill hour is.
Oh, what a chill hour is. That's basically anything under about 39 degrees. And that's all you really need to know. Buy a low chill tree for the low desert. You know, if you're in Dewey or Prescott or Flagstaff, you have to figure out how many chill hours you get up there. But for the low desert, under 350 hours in chill is what we get. So that's number one. Number two.
And one more thing on that, on anything under 39 degrees.
Yes.
Don't you have to have a couple consecutive hours of under 39 for it to really count? Like if I got 139 chill hour this week, you really didn't get it.
Yeah, I think it's 4 hours in a row,
yeah.
Technically, but it's more of an art than it is a science. Just know that if you plant a 600-hour peach tree or apple tree in the low desert, you're never going to get fruit. How do I know this? I've done it before.
We've never had 600 chill hours
in the
low desert
okay,
in
cool.
a season.
Number two thing that's really important, what rootstock are the trees on? Most fruit trees are grafted. That means that they take a rootstock or roots of a tree that do really well in the desert, and they put a desert gold peach on it. So they'll use a Nemagard rootstock with a desert gold peach on top of it. Nemagard loves the desert, and desert gold peach is my favorite peach here. If you get the wrong rootstock, the tree won't make it. I know. I've done it. You're going to ask.
So on when you're looking at your grafted ones, and we had talked at the beginning of the hour about keeping them small,
mm-hmm.
they graft dwarf fruit trees. Do you
yes.
like those or do you?
Great question. They graft onto dwarf rootstock. And with the exception of one peach, the Bonanza peach, none of the other rootstocks that are dwarfing do very well here. So what we do is we go with semi-dwarfing on the apples or standard rootstock on the stone fruits, and then we prune them from there.
Okay.
So don't think a dwarf tree is going to do well in the desert. It likely won't. And that goes to rootstocks again.
Okay.
All right. So chill hours, rootstock. And most nurseries should know this to be able to explain it to you. Here's the really interesting piece. They put a fruiting stock tag and a rootstock mm-hmm. tag on the tree. If you don't have both of those and know what both of those are, don't buy the tree. Don't buy the tree because the rootstock will tell you, tag will tell you what it is. You can always look it up on your smartphone. The fruiting tag will tell you chill hours, what, you know, what it tastes like, when it ripens. And that's the third piece that's really, really important as we're wrapping up the hour here. The third piece that's really important is what I mentioned earlier, and that's that the fruit needs to ripen before about July 10th. Otherwise, it just cooks on the tree. So I'm going to be at the nursery today until 3 o'clock. We're at 4549 North 7th Street. That is just south of Camelback on 7th Street. It's a white warehouse. We got signs on the side of it. You can come down and chat with me. I'd love to see you.
Now, last quick question. Yeah. We didn't get to what not to grow, but I just want to ask real quick, you had nuts on there.
Nuts. Most of the nuts just don't do well here. The trees that we bring in, they're designed to produce a lot of produce. The ones that most of the nuts don't do that.
Now, I've seen a lot of pecans.
Pecans are rock stars. We just can't get them because of the taproot. That's a challenge of itself.
All right, Farmer Greg, it is urbanfarm.org. If you've got any further questions today, 7th Street and...
just south of Camelback, 4549 North 7th Street.
Beautiful.